And now the Carols with the Breeks, the oldest setting of which cited here is the one from the Netherlands Cantilla, which is broadly similar to that we see in later staff notated sources, but has a interesting little turn towards the end of the ground, more or less as follows. Which is repeated. Now, this is based on the assumption that by representing the Gaerm as he uniformly does, as he herein, that Colin Campbell meant a three-pulse introductory gesture. He herein, as opposed to the four-pulse gesture used by MacDonald and Mackay, he hiennin, or he hiennin, and the five-pulse one, introduced as standard by the Peabody Society editors. He a herinin, he a herin, and five pulses. So if it is he herin, one, two, three, he herin, ail yabran, it sits very well rhythmically with this kind of tune. Donald MacDonald's setting is more explicitly and elaborately ornamented, raising issues about the exact time values to be allotted to his introductory note groups, which is discussed in the PDF file. Bearing in mind that he sets it in 6-8, it does apply a kind of smooth onward flowing treatment that might maybe sound like this. Heel yun nun nun heel ya bro heel yor of all he ail ya hum ti hun of all heel ya bro he ail yo heel yun nun nun heel ya bro heel yor of all he ail ya hum heel yun of all heel ya bro he ail of undunno he ail. And so on. Angus Mackay elects for 4-4 time, which produces a much more deliberate and square, some might think, plodding approach. As follows. E hanan repeated, of course. E Ya Yabramra. Hail Yabram Tibiravorovai. He Yabramrai. Hail Yabram Tibiravia. He Yabramra. Hail Yabram And as you can see, it certainly gives you the strongest possible contrast between the ground and the following Lemla variation singling, and a range of metrical options between the principal written and printed sources that it is not altogether easy to reconcile. Interesting and very historic tune, the Carols with the Breeks.